So we're talking about the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. We'll try to share what I think is a very beautiful idea also in Parshas Lech Lecha. But let's begin as follows. Many of us know the first Rashi and Chumash. Rashi quotes in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Torah I would have thought should have begun from Parshas Bo, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Why are we starting from the beginning of creation? What's the significance of starting from the beginning of creation? So Rashi quotes an idea in the Medrash that Rashi says, Koach Ma'isav Higid La'amel Oseislam Nachlas Goyim, the Pasuk can say for Tehillim, that the reason why we're told who created the world is that we will therefore have a response when it comes to ensuring that we are in charge of Eretz Yisrael. The Umos Ha'olam will come and they'll say, what are you doing here? Listem Atem, what are you doing here that you're in our land? So we could say back to them, no. Everything belonged to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He created the world, and because everything belonged to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he decided that he was going to give us Eretz Yisrael. There are a couple of interesting things to note. One, just Derech Agav, this very famous comment of the Taz. The Taz writes in his Peirush on Rashi, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, that says the Taz, and many of the Midrashim, that's not referred to in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rashi often, when he quotes Midrashim, doesn't tell us who the author of the Midrash is. So why is Rashi beginning with Amr Rabbi Yitzchak? So Taz quotes a famous tradition. The Taz says there's a tradition that Rashi's father, who was named Yitzchak, was not a big Lamdin. He was not the most learned of people. And Rashi wanted to give his father kavod. So he said to his father in the beginning, he said, Nu, yeah, you have any questions on Chumash? He said, why start from here? He said, great question. So Amr Rav Yitzchak, Lama, why start from here? And then he went on to quote the Medrash. The Taz points out it's not really true because Rashi in his Peirush Maseches Avodah Zarah quotes his father, and it seems like his father was a Lamdin, and therefore that does not seem to be the Pshat. But it sounds like in the Taz that the reason why he quoted Rav Yitzchak may have actually been his father. Rav Shevel points out, to put out the addition of the Taz, that if you look in some of the newer Midrashim, so in the Midrashim itself, in the Tanchuma and other places, it actually is quoted in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, but it could be that nevertheless, Rashi still wanted to just quote Rabbi Yitzchak as some sort of a reference to his father. Okay, that's one brief ara. But this is a very, very famous Medrash here that Rashi is quoting. There's one question that many of the Mefarshim ask, and a second one that we're going to talk about. The question many of the Mefarshim ask is the question that the Ramban asked, which is as follows. If you want to tell us the reason why we have all of Sefer Bereishis, all the way through Parshas Bo, is just to tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And because he created the world, therefore he has the right to give us Eretz Yisrael, you could have said that in many fewer, forget Parshios, but Psukim. You didn't need that many Psukim. Bereishis Bara Elokim Shamayim V'Sa'aretz, God created the world, and he gave Eretz Yisrael to the Jews. Why the whole discussion, or the way the Ramban asked the question, which is, isn't this the basis for like all emuna? Isn't it so critical to know who created the world? Doesn't that even have halachic ramifications? So that's one kind of a question, trying to figure out why do we need all of Sefer Bereishis, and whether Rashi's explanation will actually work for all of that. There is a second question that at least I'm very intrigued by, and that's the following. It probably won't work. So the non-Jews come and the non-Jews say, so, what are you doing in Eretz Yisrael? And we're going to say, no, God created the world. And God created the world, and God gave us Eretz Yisrael, so it's all ours. That doesn't seem like it's an argument which will resonate as much. So it happens to be the argument actually does resonate more than give ourselves credit for. It may resonate with a significant portion of at least with many congressmen, that God created the world and a belief in the Bible, and that we have a right to Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't seem to be like what would work and win over so many people. So how does it work? What exactly is going on? Koach ha'maisef higid la'amo, let's say some nachas gayim, that we're going to say, because we created the world, and it's really ours, and therefore somehow that's going to have some impact. How is that really going to swing? How is that going to swing people over? So we're talking about three different ideas. The first idea is a very beautiful one from Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Yaakov Moshe Chalap, it's in the fifth parak, the fifth chalak of Mei Marom. He suggests the following ha'arat, the diak that the Lava Trebi had also. Koach ha'maisef higid la'amo. Rebbe Shalom is going to tell us the koach of our ma'isim. He's going to tell Klal Yisrael that. Let's say some nachas gayim. In many ways, says Yaakov Moshe Chalap, the most powerful message, what we're really getting to say for Bereishis, it's being mechazik us about the power of our ma'isim. One of the reasons sometimes why it's hard to convince others of your position is if you don't believe in your position that much. If you're really confident in your position, if you act with a degree of knowledge that it is ours, and I'm positive it is really ours, that will influence the way others relate to you also. That's why it's koach ma'isif higid la'amo. He told Klal Yisrael the koach of their ma'isim. And if Klal Yisrael would really understand the power of their ma'isim really well, they would find and they would discover their capacity to explain and to convince others would undoubtedly be strengthened. That's one. That's insight number one of Yaakov Moshe Chalap. So Rashi tells us, why do we have all of Sefer Bereishis? So that we'll know that we're in control of it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. We'll be able to explain to the Masa Olam, it's really ours. How does that? So for Yaakov Moshe Chalap, it's because if we understand it well, that'll impact our ability to convince others. Rav Kamenetsky in Parshat Lech Lecha, MS Yaakov, has a what appears to be a different understanding. It's not entirely clear what he means, but at least they seem to suggest one of the footnotes is the following. He says, you know, Avram Avinu, when Lot is taken captive, goes and he takes on the other kings. And when Avram Avinu comes, says Rav Kamenetsky, it is Pasha that had he asked a Shaila, should I go and risk my life to save Lot's life? The answer would have been no. Al pidin to machnis himself into a makom sakana. There was no reason at all why Avraham needed to go and defend Lot. There was no achrayus malach perspective. Nevertheless, says Rav Kamenetsky, the Netziv elaborates on a very similar idea. Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Hayashar. Sefer Hayashar is not about what you're halachically mandated to do. It's before Matan Torah. It's about what it means to be a person who's yashar, what it means to be a mensch. Menschlichkeit is learned here. And for Avraham Avinu, who felt a sense of achrayus to Lot, he felt a connection and a responsibility to take care of Lot. It was undoubtedly the appropriate thing for Avram to risk his own life to go and to help save Lot. It wasn't what was just required according to the letter of the law. It was what it meant to be a mensch, and that's what he was doing. Said about Kamenetsky, that's part of what Rashi means at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, and it's also why we need all of Sefer Bereishis. It's by looking at all of Sefer Bereishis that our Taina is going to be a much more defendable Taina. You know why we have rights to Eretz Yisrael? Because we are people who understand well Sefer Hayashar, who understand, who come from people like Avraham Avinu, who understood that it's important to always do what's right. It's important to always live our lives on very, very high levels of certain standards. And that's what's going to show that we're ready for it. Not that Hashem created the world and gave it to us. It's that we earned it based on the way that we live our lives. And really, or to be more accurate, for how he said it, that we earned it based on what the Avos did. That Avraham is the one who gave us right to Eretz Yisrael, because Avraham lived his life with Menschlichkeit. He lived his life Yashar even before Matan Torah was really given over. Reb Tzadok, in a sefer of his, Kometz HaMincha and Chelek Beis, Os S, Reb Tzadok has a very similar idea. We're going to say it by stripping away all of the Kabbalah, which is a significant portion of it. But he suggests the following Torah. He said there are a lot of, you know, there are 7 days of the week, there are 7 nations. In Eretz Yisrael, there are 7 primary midos sometimes in the world of Kabbalah. And Reb Tzadok points out that if you look in Chumash, it often seems like, and here, B'nai Yisrael's rights to Eretz Yisrael are actually really based on their Maisim Tovim. If we fulfill Maisim well, so then we'll be Zochet to Eretz Yisrael. If not, V'avarta Mehera Me'al Ha'aretz, we're going to lose Eretz Yisrael, that we can become more or less deserving of Eretz Yisrael based on our actions, based on our Maisim. The Koach Maisef Higid La'amo, says Reb Tzadok, is the following. Kam pa'amim b'torah shekvishas ha'aret talay b'kishon ha'maisim. Our right to Eretz Yisrael, not based on the confidence we have that what we're saying is right, Rekha Moshe Chalap, nor is it what Rekha Kamenetsky said, which is that Avram earned it, and therefore the Umas Olam will accept it, because they'll see Avram Avinu, who he was and what he stood for, and that we were deserving of getting Eretz Yisrael. But rather, v'zeh koach ma'isav higid la'amo l'seislam nachas gayim. Koach ma'isav higid la'amo l'seislam nachas gayim means koach ma'isav higid la'amo. It's more in the original Medrash than Rashi's version of it. But koach ma'isav higid la'amo, when we understand the power of our ma'isim and we perfect our ma'isim and we become worthy of it, then l'seislam nachas gayim. Then we're going to really be deserving of it. It's a tain that, which Rashi tells us, is always true. Klai Yisrael always has rights to Eretz Yisrael, but the tain is going to be accepted more. Koach ma'isav higid la'amo l'seislam nachas gayim, when we are people who have perfected our ma'isim. When we are people who have deserved it and become worthy of it, then we're going to be able to say we really deserve Eretz Yisrael. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow us to really become worthy of being in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi tells us that we evolve Sefer Bereishis. Why do we evolve Sefer Bereishis all the way through Parshas Bo? In order to ensure our rights into Eretz Yisrael. How exactly does it ensure our rights? So simple pshat Rashi is that we're going to be able to tell the Umas Olam it's ours and they're going to buy it. How's that going to work? Because if we understand it well, we're really confident, our ability to persuade others will also be much, much stronger. If we believe in it ourselves, we understand the power of our own ma'isim, how much more will others be able to accept it? If you're at Kamenetsky, it's because of all safe operations, we see that Kosh Baruch created the world, and our forefathers earned it. The way Avraham behaved, the way Avraham interacted with others, the way he held himself to going beyond the letter of the law, putting himself at risk in order to help those he had a responsibility for, that's something which makes us deserving of it. That's part of our taina. Taina Hashem created the world, and we earned it because of Avraham Avinu. And for Tzadok, isn't just about Avraham Avinu, but it's really about the way that we ensure a right to Eretz Yisrael. We always have a right to Eretz Yisrael. The way to ensure that we're really going to get it and not be in a state of galus is when it comes, when we're able to perfect our ma'isim, of koch ma'isim, higid la'amo, when we're willing to able to interact and to be as successful as possible, doing everything we can, then we will really be able to deserve Eretz Yisrael, which we zoche as we go through Sefer Bereishis, to learn a lot about Sefer Yashar, the wonderful midos of the Avos, and to be able to perfect ourselves and learn from them, shkoyach.